Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
And you know what? It is actually the last day of April.
Oh my gosh.
Tomorrow is May.
And tomorrow is my brother's birthday.
Oh, yay. Happy birthday.
Little Anthony. Yep.
Aww.
I hope he's watching. He sometimes listens with my mom and he's like, I want to listen, and just sits there and like smiles.
To be honest, I'm glad April's going to be behind us, like especially
Same.
That month. Man, goodbye. Yeah. Don't want to see you again.
Right. Good riddance.
Yeah. Deuces.
Yeah.
April Fool's lasted the entire month.
That was the worst game ever of April Fool's.
I'm just hoping that it's like more positive things coming.
Exactly.
Way
and you know, out. And we will touch on that in a little bit, you know, but we do have nothing but positive energy that we're exuding towards the situation.
Yeah. I'm only thinking good thoughts.
Exactly. A positive mindset will get you very far.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I mean, it just being down in the dumps about stuff really sucks, because it's like it already sucks, and then your mentality or your
right.
attitude about
you're
it
just
also
digging
sucks.
Yourself deeper,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Anyways, before we update you guys on how our weeks were,
yeah,
we want to kind of touch on last week's topic and revisit that. We had a little bit of technical difficulties for those of you guys who did listen. And we were kind of bummed because the topic was really good.
It's a really great topic.
And,
we started to have really great conversation
yeah.
around it as well.
Yes.
But we ran out of time. So we're going to revisit that topic again with Marissa just on free time. So just be looking out for that. And if you guys have any questions related to that topic, so it was accountability in relationships as it relates to women and why they don't take, you know, personal responsibility sometimes in relationships. Ask us questions, send us to us in our DMs, or you can send them to us on Facebook. You can also email them to us.
Yeah.
But
we already had like a couple people reach out to us offline based off of that. And it's really cool to be able to have these kind of conversations with you guys. So please shoot those things our way, okay? Now, Shantae, how is your week?
What
have you done?
Since last week, I really didn't do much. I didn't really do anything this weekend. But the number one thing that I did and that I'm like really happy about, I feel super accomplished, is I reorganized my room. So I've been talking about like getting my room together since we moved in a year ago.
It's been about a year, yeah.
Yeah, I would say probably 6 months is when
Good
I was
job.
Like.
It's well needed. Good job. Good job.
It was probably 6 months when I was like, okay, I should probably start decorating my room. And then I had like all these ideas, but I had to buy all these new pieces of furniture. And so you guys know, bedroom furniture and just furniture in general is not cheap.
Mm-mm.
So I've been buying it in like pieces.
But it's also been good quality stuff too. Like you've been doing your shopping and your research, you know,
yeah.
rather than just like,
but that's
oh,
how
I'm
you build your home. You don't just
right,
have
yeah,
the,
right.
you know, a giant money bag and be like, I'm just going to buy everything. Cause not everything's going to
yeah.
work together.
Exactly.
And that's what I've been doing is just kind of like, does this wood go with this wood? And does this go with the theme? And usually I don't do that.
I mean, a cardboard box that I'm still like on the side of the house for like my, you know, I'm just saying, like, this is how it is.
We're laughing, but really, no, I'm just saying.
Get it.
Good table.
I now have more space than I thought I did in my room. So
yeah.
now I'm like, I might bring a chair in. I could have a reading nook and some pillows and like have watch parties in here. So like, I'm really excited that I've organized my room. It looks as cute as I thought it would. And it's bringing me a lot of peace, but.
Yeah, it's really, really cute. And I like that she's got this cute little like Zen garden on this bookshelf with like a plant. And it just looks really, cute and like vibey and something that you would see on like Pinterest, you know?
And
for your daily affirmations?
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good call, good call.
So that's really all I did this week, worth noting.
Yeah. kind of similar. My room is always kind of like, I'm always just kind of picking it up and like decluttering and things like that. And I continue to purge clothing. Mm. I'm surprised that I still have clothes to wear, because every week and like pulling out another bag of clothes. So it feels really good. It does. And my whole entire room is more like organized because of that. But one of my biggest accomplishments was I have so much important like paperwork, taxes, my identity theft stuff, you know, just personal information that you want to keep, but you also just don't necessarily want to have around the house. So I was able to organize that stuff, and man, I literally probably had an entire garbage can full of like recyclables just under my bed in different places. So that was really like, it was accomplishing, like it was refreshing, and I have it all together now. But outside of that, I also got to visit with two of my sisters, and it was only my second time hanging out with one of them. And so that was really fun. And we're learning about each other, we're bonding, we're developing relationships. And that was probably, those are the two highlights that I would take away from my past week. Yeah.
That's good, because there's more time for it, really, for a lot of people to do that.
Absolutely. Right, mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
With the virtual, exactly. You know, interacting.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to get into icebreakers. I'm going to need it, because I am tired today, you guys.
I'm excited for these ones, because I was kind of screwing through the questions, and they're very, very interesting.
I know, that's why I put them in there. Yay, yay. All right, let's kick it off. What's the weirdest food you've ever eaten?
The weirdest food. So, the weirdest. I've eaten a lot of, like, weird things, you know? So like eating like chitlins and chicken's feet and stuff like that is normal.
I would say
normal to me. Right. I'm getting there. This is to preface it by saying, like, you know, I already eat really weird things, but I want to say, I think the weirdest is I wish I knew what it was called. And I think my Filipino friends can help me, but it's like a duck embryo.
Oh, blout.
Yes. Thank you.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's like an almost fully formed chicken however you want in the egg, and then it's already dead, and they open it up. And
you open it and you eat it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Ew.
So, and the reason why I don't necessarily want to say weird, because it's like in Filipino culture, they have it, you know, it's often. But like for me,
it's like a delicacy,
Yeah. It was weird for me because I've never had an egg in that state before.
Gross.
Yeah.
A chicken in that state before.
I think
before.
It's a duck.
Yeah, it could be any bird, really.
True. What about you, Shantae? What's the weirdest food you've eaten?
I would say the weirdest thing that I've ever eaten, it's not weird to me, but probably to most other people, is escargot. A lot of people don't dig eating snails. But I'll be honest with you, I'm the type of person, she's eaten a lot of weird food, and I'm a lot pickier, but I will try something at least one time. And I feel like everybody should at least try everything one time.
Everybody.
I think that you'd be surprised by escargot. It actually isn't. I think people have a feeling that it would be slimy, but it's cooked. So it doesn't taste like that at all. It tastes like something that's sauteed, and then they put it in butter, and that makes it excellent.
Well, and you were saying too that when you get it, like when you've had it, it's not like you don't
it's
come.
It's not in the shell.
Yeah, it doesn't come as like a snail in a shell.
Yeah.
So you're not actually eating like a snail.
Yeah. When I had it, the last time I had it was on a cruise a few years back, and they actually like took it out of the shell, cooked it, and brought it around on butter dishes, and it was like something that you could choose to have. So I don't think that they could have kept it in the shells for how they were serving it up, but I probably still would have tried it. So good.
Going back to your balut, it's usually a duck. It's a fertilized bird egg, usually a duck. And the incubated time is a period between 14 and 21 days of that process. So it's formed, and then you eat it right out of the shell too.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I really don't like it.
And I remember the situation too. Like I was kicking it with friends, and like, you know, they were all having food, and like, you know how people sometimes bring out things kind of like a, you know, party favor, or just like, you know,
sure.
And I didn't want to be the one that was like, ew, no, I'm not going to try it, you know? You want to be cool. So
that would have been the one thing I wouldn't try.
So would you want to be told what you're eating first or after? If you're not like familiar with it.
Well, I want to be told.
I feel that. I totally feel that. For me, I'm like kind of yes and no. But yeah. Again, I'm like Shantae in the way of I will try anything at least once. So yeah.
Depends on who you're yeah. with.
True. I got to trust you. I got to exactly. trust what you're right. giving me.
Exactly. Tell me up front. Cause
I've had tripe. Do you know what tripe is?
Yeah.
Stomach
yeah.
lining, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's probably the weirdest thing I could probably.
And it's a little, it's a little chewy.
It's very chewy. It's like, are you done yet? It's like, you just gotta get, you know, wash it down with some beer. Like, get it down. Like, how much more does it take? How much more does this take?
I think I gotta get it out of here.
Right.
All right. You pick the next question.
I've had my eyes on this one. What's your best scar story?
Physical? Not like emotional or mental.
Okay, Benny. Wow. See? I wasn't even going there. Let's do physical scars.
Okay.
You have one?
I do right now, yeah.
Give me.
Okay, so we're on camera, but like right between my eyes I have a huge scar from a gun. And when I was a kid living in Alaska and we were training our dogs for duck hunting and stuff like that, and I had it in between, you know, I was holding this little pistol. And my dad was like, oh, are you going to, you know, fire? I'm like, yeah, yeah, I got it. Like, it fires. This gun was modified to fire a projectile for the dogs to retrieve. And then you bring them back and you train them to go left or right. And so I had it, like, right in front of my face. He's like, you got it? I'm like, yeah, yeah, I got it, you know. Because, you know, when you see an adult have a gun, it doesn't really backfire because they're stronger than kids. I'm like, yeah, I got it. So I held it and I fired it and the hammer hit me right between the eyes. Knocked out my two front teeth, which thankfully they were just my baby teeth. I know they're not.
Oh, my god!
These are legit. I've had two rounds of other orthodontics, too. So
Benny, you messed yourself up.
Yeah, so I literally had this huge scar between my eyes and my dad's like, yeah, we got to go. we were out in the field. He's a doctor too, so it wasn't like you know, life, right? So he's like, yeah, gotcha. He's patient and he's just calm. I go back and then my mom freaked because, you know, I'm covered in blood. And he's
and
like,
blood, right.
Yeah, she, and he's like, it's okay. It's just like a little scar. I'll get some strips. You know, I can just, you know, stitch him up right now. I'm like, yeah. So there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy one.
That's better than mine.
Pew,
for
pew,
sure.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. It reminds me of a Christmas story. It's like, you'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it was left or right, I mean, I probably would have like a patch or maybe two patches.
Oh, my gosh. I don't have like a best scar story.
Like riding a bike or anything or skateboard?
I mean, yeah. Like, basketball
days.
So the best story that I have is self-inflicted and no, it's not like self-harm, but I used to do track in college and I was a jumper and I had this really terrible habit. I didn't have my jump form down. So when you're doing long and triple jump, you're supposed to essentially put your feet out like you're sitting in a chair.
You have or to like throw them out like, there, don't you really?
Yeah, yeah, you throw them straight out in front of you. But I had a really bad habit of like bringing my legs around together.
Mm.
It looks weird. It was weird. I should
so like
have
you're doing
doing
the splits
it.
Up in the air, but then you still have to
yes.
complete it all yes. the way around in front of you.
Exactly. So I was kicking my feet around and we were in track. You wear shoes called spikes and they have literal like
spikes on the bottom
of them.
Right.
They're not very thick. They're like I wouldn't say they're very long, maybe like less than an inch long, but I kicked myself and got my spike stuck. I got my left spike stuck in my right shin as I was landing. And I was at UW when this happened. So I was like lucky to be at a medical school because they just like called the doctor and was like, somebody needs stitches today. You have to come. He like came from his kid's soccer game. And I was like, this is embarrassing. Yeah, wow. I had to get like 7 stitches in my shin.
Whoa.
As I kicked myself. Yeah.
I didn't have that many.
Pretty gnarly.
You know, I feel really like none of my scar stories are anywhere.
We
near.
All did it. So come on.
We need one.
I have this one on my knee where if you look at it, like I actually have a few on my knee.
All of our listeners are looking at it right now. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I have this spot on my knee where it's a big chunk kind of got taken out of it because when I was in eighth grade, I was at the summer camp program chasing boys because that's what you do.
She still does.
Right. You know, just out here. And we were like, it was fun. We were all kind of like flirting, having fun with one another. You know, we had been kind of like chasing each other back and forth. And there was like these concrete stairs at this park. And I'm trying to run up the stairs. Oh. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm not great at navigating stairs. Mm-mm. So it makes sense that as I'm trying to run, as I'm trying to run up these stairs, I kick a step, and then as I'm falling, my knee's coming forward, and then I knee the
tag
next
the other
step
one.
In front of me. Yeah,
I would have passed out.
So it was one of those things where, like, you know how you hit that funny beat, that funny bone in your mm-hmm. knee? So I definitely had that, like, tingly sensation, but it also took a while for the blood to start coming out because of how deep I had cut it. You know, you can see the white meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't need any, like, stitches or anything. It was just annoying and bloody, and the boys were laughing at me. So,
we all got in their all, attention.
Stop right, playing. All, stop playing. Right.
All in all, it was not a win.
We know you're fast. You don't have to fall down for us so we can catch you. We get it.
Yeah.
Silly.
Do we want to do one more?
Let's do one more. Mm.
She's looking. Everyone's wondering.
I was like,
I don't know. Are you sunrise, daylight, twilight, or nighttime, and why?
That's easy for me.
Yeah.
Bam! Sunrise.
Yeah, you're definitely sunrise. A sunrise.
Dude, I am a morning guy. That's why I get paid and to do this because I love it. I love getting up early. I love getting out of here late and having the rest of the day to do whatever. I'm against the norm of traffic on everyone else's routines.
Right. Yes.
And it's just like I'm stress-free usually at that point. It's just I've just totally adapted myself too, which is
nice.
So there's my answer, yeah.
It's weird because it's like looking at the options, I definitely would say I'm between sunrise and daylight because for me, nighttime, that's definitely my turndown time. And sunrise, not that I'm necessarily like a morning person, but I'm definitely, once I'm up, I'm up. You know, sure. I'm up, I'm awake, I'm ready for the day kind of thing. So you can get more done in the sunrise and in the daylight as well, you know? So I just think overall, preferably, and with my personality even, sunrise, daylight goes hand in hand. Yeah.
I'm a daylight, twilight person.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do not do the sun. I don't do the mornings.
Like,
I've never done the mornings. Yes, that's exactly me. That's exactly it. I can't. I don't want to. Yeah. And, like, I would say once I'm up and, like, I've started getting ready and I've had that first morning cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I'm good. But, like, before that cup of coffee, I am not your friend.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah,
you need a chance to kind of warm the old motor.
I just need to like get myself prepared
sure.
for the day. Mm-hmm. And I have to ease myself into it. I feel like a lot of the mornings you're like rushing into it. And I'm like, my day's already ruined.
Yeah.
For doing radio, I've been doing radio for about 20 years now. And I've done all of the shifts. I've done the midday. I've done the evening. I've done the overnights, which are... They're not bad. I know everyone's like, oh, you get to do the overnights. They're 10 to like 5 in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like any other shift, right? You just kind of adapt. I just had so much energy and nothing was around me. And it's like I felt like a bump on a log. Like I've got to do something.
Yeah.
I've got to just go out. And so I'd like walk around the building and come back and like do it again. It's just I'd rather do it earlier in the day and just get it done.
Yeah, true. So. That's right. And, you know, there's more people there, too. There's
usually,
always more people mm-hmm. yep. during the day rather mm-hmm. than those
it depends on the job, too. You know?
Yeah, true.
So that's our icebreaker for the episode. We're going to hop into a really quick 2 to 3 minute break for you guys.
Yes, we will.
You're listening to The Way. Stay tuned.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey, Seattle.
Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, you guys. We clearly love our intro music a little too much.
We absolutely do.
We always jam out to it.
We just love music. It's like, put any song on, switch it to any song, and we're like,
and we're
ready.
We're just going to dance. Yeah. But let's head on into our review of the week. There's a couple things that we want to cover. As always, new music is coming out every day.
Yes. I just want to highlight some new releases this week, this past week. Some of them we're going to talk about, others we want, but I just want you guys to know some of the great music that's out. So yesterday, Meg Thee Stallion dropped the Savage Remix featuring Queen Beyoncé.
Wait for it.
Alright, they're asking for the queen to buy some cameras in here. I'm a bad
We've been asking for the queen, y'all. Okay.
So here's the thing. This came with like no promo.
It should never come with any
promo. I was
promo.
Literally like,
it's too
in
much
my
lead-in nowadays. Yeah.
I was just scrolling through Instagram and I saw something about her posting it, and it was like Beyonce and Meg Thee Stallion had posted it like 10 minutes ago. And I was like, Shantae.
She comes in and she's like, who do you hear on this song? I'm like, Beyonce, obviously.
You're like, yeah, is this someone's mashup?
Like, right. I didn't even think it was the Savage Remix. I just thought it was a new Beyonce song. Right. And then I heard it come in. I was
Yes. And then the internet went crazy. The internet went wild.
So that's the thing. I think that's better that way, as far as it's just a cold drop, you know, out of the blue. It gets more attention,
absolutely.
I think, that way, rather than this huge ramp up. Because then everyone's starting to now, like, borrow, steal, and, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, sharing. There's so much sharing online that I think this is perfect. They need to start doing this more often from artists.
I also feel, and this might just be my feelings, but, like, I feel like we have, like, a sense of entitlement to the point where we're like, I want it right now, or like instant gratification. Yeah. Like, we don't want to wait for things anymore. Right. And so, like, for instance, another song that's dropping this week is the Say So remix by Doja Cat, but it's featuring my queen, Nicki Minaj. And I was like, I'm a little bit upset that I have to wait until Friday.
And so that's the thing. So, like, when it comes to Meg Thee Stallion and Beyonce remix, it just kind of like dropped and it was kind of like,
right.
And now everyone's talking about the Say So remix. And now it's just like, okay, well, we know that it's coming. Where's that? Hello,
and
y'all.
We're ready.
Yeah.
Y'all could have just dropped it.
Exactly. So that's where it gets like,
But those are two songs that are dropping. Also, two other albums or EPs that dropped last week are Kali Uchi's EP "To Feel Alive" and. I'll be honest.
She has such a good voice.
She really does.
Love her voice.
She has a different voice, and that's what I love about her, is that she doesn't sound like anybody else that's in the game right now.
I agree.
I'm not sure how I feel about the project. It's
really
only four songs.
Yeah.
She just wanted to put something out during this time, and it's all right, but like, there's only four songs.
Yeah, there's like four songs on there, and when we listened to it, there was actually only probably like one or two that stood out to me. There was the very first one on there, I was like, I do not like this one.
It's funny because I was kind of like waiting to see what her reaction would be because I felt the exact same way. I was like,
Yeah, she didn't say anything. It's just like we're listening to it, and then out of nowhere, I'm like, I don't think I like this. She was like, yeah, me neither.
I was like, I was just gonna give her a chance to like pick it up somewhere, but
I wonder if it's just like a quick release on like maybe one or two songs that are like teasing, because you know, not everyone is in their usual routines or places, exactly. So like she's doing at home from her studio, like makeshift.
Right.
Whereas maybe when she goes back out to her other studios, you know, where
studio.
You have to, yeah, exactly.
It might exactly.
Be right. It might be. Mm-hmm. I'd be excited if she's getting ready to drop a new album.
Same. I really liked her last mm-hmm. one, and
I think it's actually on hold, and that's why she dropped the EP.
Is it on hold because of the pandemic, or is there other stuff going on?
Dun dun. I won't speculate on that. We can check that out for you guys. And then another album that released last week, and I'm also gonna, it's a part of my review of the week, is It Was Divine by Alina Baraz, who I really love her music. It always feels like something that you go to a beach or like even just like a regular park with a blanket and you just sit there and you like stare up at the clouds while I listen to her music. Like mm-hmm. she just puts me at ease.
She does.
This is my favorite song off the album, Morocco. And Benny, thank you so much for clipping this because I was having a really hard time explaining what this song sounded like to me. But like that beginning beat that came in, it just feels really funky to me. And I love that. Like that's my favorite part of the song.
It's like a jazz guitar or like a bass or something kind of sound, given that little, yeah, I can hear it.
And I was like sitting here trying to like take notes and I'm like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just too good and it's great and it's a vibe. And that's what I always say.
What I like about it is she brought in Nas, who I'm a huge Nas fan. There's a song in there, Until Met You, which is really good. And then More Than Enough, that was a good, you know, one that I like too.
I love More Than Enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a great album. It really is.
I feel like a few people kind of linking up with Nas lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nas lately has been he had an album come out the last like year or two that was kind of making noise. And then since then, you're right, he's been doing a meaningful collaboration.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of meaningful collabs.
There was a big thing on Netflix on him that I just stumbled across, and or it could have been Amazon, one of the two. And so it caught me back up. I'm from the mid-90s and when I was into hip hop and going to college and getting, you know, records. Oh, yeah, I have It Was Written and all that stuff, you know, still at home. I still rock him. So this was like a resurgence of 25, 30 years later of him and his career.
Yeah.
And I think now he's maybe more of the producer side, and I think he missed out.
Yeah.
And now he's back into the artist role.
Okay.
Because it's a new stage in it, you know, some person's life. It would be for me, at least I know.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, I bet.
I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, same.
Jazz.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your review of the week?
My review of the week is going to be a music video / song by Wale, and it's called Sue Me. And this one, man, I'm already getting emotional. So I love this. I really just love it. Sorry, Shantae has said this about me. I cry all the time.
She's a crier.
Yeah, I feel everything.
She feels everything.
And that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, and there's no problem in it.
Yeah.
I think she should lean into the crying a little bit more. Like, you know you're crying, you don't have to hide it.
And you can tell that,
it's
like,
worse if you're trying to hide it, right?
Right.
Just a minute.
Oh, if anything, right, like, if anything, it makes you just cry even more.
Yeah, let it out. People need a release. So
you can definitely tell, like, his purpose with this video is to put out a message. He's definitely telling us something. He's telling a story in this. Mm-hmm. And you know, it gives you kind of like from the jump, you kind of get these feelings and these emotions. And I think that's kind of what did it for me, because it sets a tone. It sets a whole entire precedent for the video. And basically the video is portraying the world in reverse roles where systematic racism may have benefited persons of color rather than others. So it's weird. It shows just like, you know, going through like the projects and like ads even saying like, you know, what was that? Like, don't show your behind, don't get behind and show your behind or something, you know? And it showed people like sagging their pants.
There was like, so essentially if you flip white privilege and make it black privilege and
it's,
like,
yeah, you know, there was, and he's, and
there
he's,
was like a whitepeoplemeet.com billboard ad.
And he's like, and he's taking real life experiences. Like he literally had like a fake billboard up from New York City, Mike Bloomberg, saying like, don't resist the stop and frisk. But he's having these characters being portrayed by Black people instead of like white people. So anyways, it's just every time you're watching it, you're just kind of like, wow, like, okay, you know, and
he went there.
Yeah. And listening to some of the lyrics, you know, he's like, sue me, I'm rooting for everybody Black, you know, and he's talking about how like, I will go and spend 10 racks at this one store because it's Black owned and I'll only go and blow half of that at like Saks. And that's because I'm supporting my
everybody who's
Black.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, it just, and then at the very end of the video, I did not expect for it to take this turn because it really just caught me kind of off guard, but he included a real recording from somebody who is in prison during this COVID-19 pandemic. And he was literally like talking about, he's like straight up, he's like, look, they are not really separating us from those who are sick. And he was like showing from his camera, his cell phone.
You can see them like walking stuff out of a building. And he is like,
it was people. He
was
like
dead bodies.
Right. Like a line of just, yeah.
Wow.
And he was like, you know, we're basically being told to make arrangements or just like, you know, to get ready to die in here essentially, you know.
And this guy, like at the end, he like kind of pled for his life. He is like, I've only been in here in a year for a year.
No, he said
he's getting out.
He's like, I'm getting out in like a year. Like he's like,
I don't want to die in here.
Yeah. And it just
and that was heartbreaking.
That was what had me like bawling. I started crying at this point, you know. And then I go onto Wale's Instagram page directly like afterwards just to be like, you know, why is nobody talking about this? Because I hadn't really heard many people talking about it. And he put out the video on April 24th, which was last Friday. Less than 2 hours after he released this video, a federal judge ordered Elkton, the correctional facility, to identify all of its medically vulnerable patients and transfer them out of the facility by the next day. So it's like people are making their own stances and protests in their own way and getting stuff done. Like he's using the power of his music and talent to get meaningful things accomplished and done. And I think that's why the song, amongst everything else that it's showing and it talks about, it just really affected me emotionally. Yeah. And yeah, it's a really good timing too to put out something like this.
I think that the chorus, like, sue me, I'm rooting for everyone that's Black, is just, like, also a powerful message because, like, I feel like Black people, like,
we're oppressed. Yeah, yeah.
We're oppressed. People don't want to see us happy to be Black. And, like, for instance, was it Honey Pot? That
yeah.
Target, that brand that was in Target, and the lady said in her commercial that she was trying to create more spaces for Black people to be business owners, or for Black women specifically. And she's like, I want my brand to kind of like show them what they're capable of. And people were mad about it.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of what he's saying. He's like, sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that looks like me, you know, because
nobody does.
And
so half the time we tear each other down.
I think it's super powerful.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about the coronavirus and some of the, you know, newer developments, and some of the stay-at-home orders have been lifted. So we're going to talk about that. But
before we do that, we're going to jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Stay tuned.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Hey, Seattle.
Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
5 things you need to know about measles in 30 seconds. The vaccine was developed in 1963, and measles became rare in the U.S. But low vaccination rates are now causing outbreaks that may put you at risk. Measles is highly contagious and spreads easily when an infected person breathes or coughs. Measles can have serious complications and can be deadly. It's also easy to prevent with a vaccine that's safe and effective. Please make sure you and your loved ones are vaccinated. Learn more at nfib.org/measles.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hello, guys. Welcome back.
It's your girl, Jazz and Tay.
You got lost in the song, didn't you?
Yeah,
I got lost
so
in
good.
The song.
It's so good.
I love her.
It is. It's a really good one. It's a whole vibe.
So now we're going to get into our hot topic of the day. Jazz just gave a review of the Sue Me music video by Wale. And we were talking about in that at the very end, there was a clip of an inmate and he's basically pleading for his life, saying that they're not treating us right here and they're not handling this the right way. And we just wanted to talk about a few other things that may not be handled, being handled
well during this time. Mm-hmm. You know, that's definitely one of them amongst, you know, like Beyonce put out a PSA kind of statement talking about how the coronavirus is affecting a lot of, like, you know, underserved Black communities and the Black population. So amongst other, this one correctional facility is not the only one that's experiencing these COVID related issues, you know? So that's just one of many, okay? It's just vastly being mishandled, okay?
It was mishandled from
the jump,
basically.
So outside of it, you know, of the people not being taken care of properly and not being handled well, we have all been hearing about the small business loan program. We've all been hearing about it and everyone's been excited because, you know, cool, this is available to businesses that have less than 500 employees who are struggling during this time. And it's gonna help us, you know, get us back on our feet and we can help resources keep us going, whatever. Well, come to find out, a lot of these small businesses who are eligible for this loan were not able to receive funds because big businesses came and tapped out all that money.
Like in no time, like within like, what was a week?
Right.
It was fast.
Trump signed into law a bill that included $349 billion in low interest loans for small businesses.
And okay. I read last night that of that $349 billion, like $300 million went to large corporations.
And the issue is that some of these big organizations and companies have not said anything about receiving this money and or have not given it back. The only reason why this has even really come to light is because there are few companies, businesses, who have given the money back. Example, the Lakers.
Yep. The Los Angeles Lakers.
First of all, why did they even get this loan?
Yeah, they are not a small business.
They're never a small business.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what their payroll, whatever, looks like, but I'm less than 500 staff. I don't know.
It's funny. I was like, maybe it was their foundation that signed up for it. We're just like misunderstanding.
It's just, you know, and then between like the owners of the Lakers and everybody, it doesn't make a lick
of sense. It doesn't make any sense that that should happen.
So the fact that the Lakers, and they received like $4.6 million, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. They're a $1 billion company and they got $4.6 million loan. I mean, really?
You know,
and I think the average going to like small business across the country was like $206,000.
Exactly.
How are you going to have $4.5 million when you should have reserves anyway?
Exactly. So it became this huge issue because you get all these small businesses who have been now trying to apply for this and the money is gone. The money is tapped out because it's all been given away already. How does this even happen? There's all kinds of processes and things you have to fill out in order to even get through the process of applying for this loan. How did that even happen?
It happened because the requirements to apply for the loan were super vague, and essentially the Los Angeles Lakers, whatever the requirements were set at, they met. So they were able to apply.
And that's what's happened to all these other ones.
Yeah. They made it super vague. It was like the terms of applying for it weren't very like, you have to actually be a small business with less than a certain amount.
Now that I can understand and believe, just because in my line of work with unemployment security and everything, they're updating their forms and how the website operates like daily. They are. So I can understand them maybe like this was the 1.0 version, mm-hmm. and they happen to get through when they're realizing, oh crap, we messed up because of how they had it set up. So I guess I can kind of understand that, but it's like, you got to prepare for that. You got to understand these kinds of things. And then when it comes through to people getting like approved and like allocating the money, can't you be like, hey, I don't feel like you should be getting this money right now when all of these companies over
that part.
Yeah.
I don't even think that the Lakers should have signed up for
that part. Why did they even apply?
I agree with you there. Who's the one that decided, oh, we should just do that? We're small. You're not. Yeah. You're absolutely 100% not.
Like, they're definitely taking a hit from the season being canceled, but like, you're not taking that big of a hit.
They're a large enough company to battle that.
They could figure something else out.
Losing seasons. They pad for budgets for that. They pad for a losing season for that alone, right?
Right.
I would think.
How many other NBA teams applied and got this money? Exactly.
There hasn't been any list put out. I was scouring the internet. I was like, I want a list of people and couldn't find one. So until then, we don't know if there's other NBA teams that have done it, but the Lakers, you're not looking great.
Well, no, I mean, they did the right thing.
Well, yeah, they did the right thing.
Yeah.
I think they did it just so that they could be like, hey, do you see how easy this was for us?
Let's say that.
Stay woke.
Let's say that.
I don't know if it's a social move or political move or whatever. But like, they're already still, if they're riding the coattails of the Kobe situation too, which is kind of like, really, guys? Like, just come on.
Their PR person will spin it as a social cause for sure.
Well, right.
Absolutely. In other news surrounding coronavirus, supposedly the Washington State stay-at-home order is supposed to be lifted on May 4th, which is what, next Monday?
Well, it's not. Is it the stay-at-home order, or is he just opening up a few more things?
What we were told is that we had to stay in our homes until May 4th.
That was the initial plan.
That's what he initially said. When he said that, he said that once we reopen, we will be reopening in phases. On May 4th, not everything is going to be open again.
But we're still allowed to
I don't know what it means for us specifically, but I know May 5th, they'll be opening up a lot of the state parks again, Washington State Parks, recreational fishing, golf courses. That's gonna happen on
Nuts. I'm sorry, and it's gonna be
ramps.
Nuts that day.
And boat,
I might go golfing
because it's Cinco de Drinko.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Shante just realized
you didn't know that.
I literally was like, Cinco de Mayo's not happening because
it is. It will now.
We're getting out just in time, so now I'm like,
yeah. We're still supposed to be social distancing and not gathering, right? Like, that part is still a thing.
We don't know what he's going to say. Here's the thing. Jay Inslee has not said anything in the way of saying that we might get extended or that he's actually going to end. You know, like, he hasn't really said anything.
Which
so
is smart.
All we know is what he's initially said. So in my mind, it's like, okay, well, we'll be reopening some things May 4th. But what does that mean for everybody else? Like, I'm not going back to work until the 29th of May.
He's very smart, too, by not saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you don't want speculation. You don't want people trying to spread false things around and then come
absolutely.
The day of.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now,
we have some questions. Oh.
I just want to put out there, any of you guys that listen to us, any of our friends that got votes, hit us up. We're ready and we're available.
I didn't know where that was going there.
So your internet kind of bleeped just a minute. What are you requesting again? That friends have what?
Boats.
Okay. I thought you said votes too at first. So if you are a registered voter, yes, we do appreciate that also.
That's also very important.
But boating, yes, boating season. This is perfect.
But
that's
also,
what you're looking
for,
yeah.
Jasmine, my parents have a boat.
They're opening up the boat ramps. And we're going to hang out with her parents on Cinco de Mayo and eat tacos on the water.
Fish tacos, because everyone's going to go start fishing again. So it's fish tacos, right?
Yeah.
Imagine like salmon or trout tacos.
I'm not here for it.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever tried one though?
But not like a Mexican taco. Like those types of tacos have to be done, I feel like, in a certain way. I'm thinking like Mexican food tacos.
Just give it a try. You said you'd try everything once, right?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. One time. I want to say to go with the coronavirus I don't really know how to word this, but I wanted to ask a few questions. My boss actually asked me these, and I thought they were really great. And I wanted to ask on the show and see what our listeners thought as well. So if you want, you can answer us by going to our Instagram and DMing us, emailing us, or going to Facebook, and you can answer this question. Jasmine, I'd like to hear your answer. If the stay-at-home order is lifted May 4th, what are you going to do? What will you do?
I mean, it's weird because I'm not a golfer. I don't really fish or hunt. The best thing that I feel like I could probably do is go to a park and go for a walk at the park, maybe have a picnic, do some type of like workout in the park, go on a hike or.
So really quick, sorry. So say May 4th, everything reopens. That's what I'm saying. Like everything's not, but let's just say theoretically, if the whole Washington State economy opens back up and he's like, it's lifted, you guys can come out of your homes, what will you do?
Oh, I hadn't.
Will you be out here in these streets? Will you be taking even more precaution? Do you feel like it's safe to be going out on May 4th?
I wouldn't. It's one of those, I keep like reposting those memes where it's like me watching the first wave of people go outside.
Right.
I'm very I'm a scary kind of person. And I really don't like to put myself like at risk if I don't necessarily need to. And I will go out there. Don't get me wrong. I already currently, you see, I have no problem going out there, but I'm still probably going to take my precautions and practice. You know, I'm not going to be breathing on anybody. I'm going to try not to just get all up in each other's business.
Nah,
you know?
Jasmine, as soon as we get out, she's going to be at the first party and oh, my friends.
I'm already I'm hugging people, but I just don't. That's the thing. It's I don't see myself wanting to be in a huge group right away.
I feel like that's the number one thing that's interesting is that we're all so ready to get outside, but I am so apprehensive to be in a crowd of people or even just on the bus again.
I'm here for the baby steps. That is my kind of acclimation back into normalcy. You know, give me the baby steps because you know, you just see how it works out, see who's, you're getting sick. Okay, we'll go back inside.
Right.
I'm gonna go back inside.
Okay, so then if it doesn't end May 4th, if on May 4th he says, we're actually gonna extend this thing through June, how are you going to cope with the stay-at-home order?
Oh man, this part.
With an extension, essentially.
So what I think I'm going to do is continue with the path that I've set for myself this week. And that's just developing some kind of routine, not succumbing to being lazy. And because of the fact that there is nothing to do. So me coping will be me essentially forming a false work routine. You know, I'm waking up, I'm stretching, I'm working out, I'm getting my work done, and then I'm doing this. And it's giving me some kind of sense of purpose. It makes me feel like I'm contributing to society in a weird kind of way, you know, by doing my part, staying inside, but still taking care of myself.
Absolutely.
But that's the biggest thing is me coping translates into me taking care of myself because I've seen where I've had weeks here where I'm just dead to the world. I'm not doing anything. I'm just great, happy being a couch potato, but I can't do that for another month. So yeah, I do think I'll cope by getting back on a consistent and steady routine and holding myself accountable to that.
I would agree. I definitely say that if it were to extend, I'm going to have to find more projects to do for sure around the house, because that's kind of the only thing that's kept me sane. And I'm grateful and thankful that I'm able to still work, because that's what's really keeping me on the same schedule. Like, I wake up every day and I get dressed like I'm going to work. I just go into, you know, the podcast room to do that work. And that's really kept me feeling like this is temporary. Like, to me, it's like, yeah, I know that we've been doing this for like 2 months now and it really sucks, but like, I don't want to think about the fact that this could go on for like you know, like some time that we don't know, like say until October. Like, I don't want to think like that. Right. I just want to think like this may be ending on May 4th. I'm not going to be outside with everybody on May 4th if that's the case, but like, I will be introducing myself to other, you know, I'll definitely be at the park.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited that they're opening those back up, because it's been so nice in Washington lately.
And it's even just as simple as going to the park to read or write.
And like, I've been actually really craving that.
Like, just to not be here.
Yeah. You know,
we can do all the same tasks, but just at a park in fresh air in public with hearing the sounds of other people.
And I think Washingtonians too, we don't get to see the sun a lot. So when the sun is out, like being in our house and seeing that the sun is out is torture.
It's literally torture.
Because like we don't get the sun a lot. So it's like anytime there's sun, we are out. And right now they're like, but you gotta be in. Yeah. You know, like,
you're killing me.
Why?
You're killing me.
Why?
All right. Yeah,
that's our hot topic for the day. Please answer those questions. DM us on Instagram. That's The Way Jazz and Tay.
And we'll repost them there too. That way you guys can see them. And
we'll talk about them next episode and kind of say how our listeners are feeling about those questions as well.
But let's jump into a quick recap. Let's close out and say what was the way and what wasn't the way.
Let's do it. Recaps.
I want to say that purging my clothing and organizing my room. Shantae is very hungry. Her stomach just yelled at me.
My stomach's talking.
Like, that was crazy. And then visiting with my sisters, definitely the way.
Absolutely.
I had a good week.
I agree with that. I think that was the way. I'm really happy for you on that. Organizing my room and getting it together, absolutely the way. I've been talking about it for far too long, and I'm so happy with how it's coming together.
Our icebreaker, the way. That was a really good one. These questions were a little unique. And also kind of personal, you know, kind of made us tell a little bit more about ourselves. So that was a good one. Review of the week, Shantae.
New music, always the way.
Yeah.
It Was Divine by Alina Baraz is the way.
And Savage Remix featuring Beyonce.
The way.
There was no way that this wasn't going to be the way. And then Wale Sumi, definitely the way. It's an 8-minute long music video. Very powerful and emotional. I really recommend watching it. You know, the visuals alone will speak to you. Hands down, the way. And our hot topic, coronavirus update.
Is the way.
It is the way. Considering, you know, we're still in this not the way situation, we're turning lemons into lemonade, and it's definitely the way. Smile, right? Right, just smile. Positive mindset will carry you very, very far.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this Thursday. Catch you next time.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.